Hell, I was all caught up with myself on the highway at night, driving like a bat out of hell when I beheld an amazing sight. Was a lonely apparition by the roadside standing there, with thumb out in the wilderness and a halo in his hair. He said, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Well, I come screeching to a halt, I said, and hop on in. He said, thanks a lot for the lift, I forgive you of your sins. Hell, I just come from Jerusalem where things are going bad. Oh, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I need to talk to my dad. Hell, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Hell, I didn't know what to do, so I jammed her down in gear. I kind of kicked my feet beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the beer. Ah, but he just grinned and said, my friend, I know you must think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking a beer if you share with the Son of God. Well, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Saw good news in this baby blue, so I stomped it on the floor. I said, you have to show me how to get there, I ain't been before. It's a hard place to find, he said, but I'll give you a little clip. It ain't somewhere up in the air, it's sitting right here inside with you. And right in the middle of that perfect smile from his robes, he pulled a gun, he stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Yeah, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say, as he left me beneath the stars. Well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, you're gonna use your car. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ.
Thank you. It's only appropriate to follow a religious song with a disaster. This song started out May 11th, 1970. A big cloud came up over Lubbock, Texas, and turned into a funnel that splintered off into about 11 other little funnels. All of them hit various minority sections of town, so the city naturally declared it an act of God. And right in the center of Lubbock, Texas, is its tallest building, which is called the Great Plains Life Building. One of the tornadoes came down right on top of it and corkscrewed it. In every room in the building, it lifted the ceiling up about 3 inches from the top of the wall, and curtains blew up in there and parts of furniture, and then the wall settled or ceiling settled back down and everything was stuck in, up there. Lubbock also had the world's largest prairie dog town before the tornado. One of the tornadoes came down right in the middle of Prairie Dog Town and sucked up all these little prairie dogs and carried them 3 miles over the city of Lubbock and smashed them into the side of the Great Plains Life Building. And this is a true story of that storm.